Welcome to the program, everyone. This is Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and this hour we will be looking at the group Gentle Giant. Gentle Giant was formed in 1970 in the UK. Six-piece act drew comparisons to King Crimson, Yes, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and other so-called progressive acts at the time. They never achieved the mainstream success these other bands found, but their experimentation and complex arrangements are still celebrated today by a large group of fans. A reunion is unlikely to occur, but this hour will relive some of the music the group made in the 1970s. Here's a song called Cogs and Cogs, released in 1974. Gentle Giant with Cogs and Cogs, a song from their 1974 album, The Power and the Glory. You're listening to Connecting the Notes. Thank you for tuning in this hour as we look at the music of 1970s group Gentle Giant. Gentle Giant was formed by the three Shulman brothers, Phil, born in 1937, Derek and Ray, born in 1947 and 49, respectively. Born to a Scottish Jewish family in a rough neighborhood of Glasgow, Scotland, the family moved to Portsmouth, England just before Ray was born. Boys learned to play multiple instruments at a young age, aided by their father, an army musician who played trumpet. Although they were raised on jazz and cited as their earliest influence, the boys took an interest in rhythm and blues and started a band to explore the music. Derek fronted the group, while older brother Phil played sax and younger brother Ray played guitar and violin. All three played trumpet and provided vocals for the group. The group played under a variety of names, including the Howling Wolves and the Roadrunners, before settling on the name Simon Dupree and the Big Sound. They were signed to EMI and released several singles that skimmed the charts before scoring a major hit in the fall of 1967 with the song Kites. Here's one of the singles to skim the charts, released in 1967. This one's called Reservations. Mm-hmm. The brothers had started Simon Dupree and the Big Sound as a vehicle to explore rhythm and blues. They were soon pushed by the record label to pursue psychedelic and pop-influenced music. When the song Kites, a tune the band loathed but was forced to record, broke the top 10 single charts, the Shulman brothers broke the band up. As Ray Shulman told Zigzag during an interview in 1975, quote, "Unfortunately, we listened to other people's opinions and we weren't strong-willed enough at the time to control our own future. We had a glamour image with frilly shirts and suits. The irony of it was that we were doing what we wanted on our own circuit before the hit single, and the gig money didn't go up that much after that anyway. We were getting maybe 50 or 100 more, but that's all. We were a sweaty rock band, really, and suddenly we had this stupid ballad-type image." During the same interview, Derek Shulman elaborated, saying, "We started doing Cabaret, and that was the final crunch. We did a couple of weeks and then said, right, that's it, let's break the band up." Added Ray, "We just announced it to the band it was the last gig, and they said, what are you talking about? We're doing well. And we said we couldn't do it anymore. It was utter crap, and we had no respect for each other musically. That was the thing." The money the group made from Simon Dupree supported the brothers as they spent the next year compiling and rehearsing what would become Gentle Giant.
All in all, each man in all men, and
all men in each man,
he can see, she can see, can see, she can see, whatever, whatever.
You may know what I've done, but I don't know it.
Well, I can tell you, so you will. Me, all man,
in
all men, men, all men, in each man, can she see, can she see, can she can see, she can see, whatever, whatever.
You may know what I've done,
but I don't know it.
You may
know
what I've done, but I don't know it.
You may know what I've done, but I don't know it. You may know what I've done, but I don't know it.
Welcome back to the program. This is Connecting the Notes, and we are exploring the music of Gentle Giant this hour. If you'd like more information on the show or would like to air the program on your community radio station, you can write us at connectingthenotes@yahoo.com or check us out online at connectingthenotes.com for more information. The three Shulman brothers spent the years after Simon Dupree and the Big Sound assembling what would become Gentle Giant. They were joined by Gary Green, a guitarist and multi-instrumentalist who answered an ad the Shulmans had placed in Melody Maker magazine. As Green recalled during an interview with Zigzag in 1975, quote, "There were millions of auditions, and then I went to one at the Pied Bull in Islington. I walked in, and it was this team, you know, loads of equipment, and Simon Dupree and the Big Sound written on the bass drum. And I thought, what am I doing? I wasn't into Simon Dupree at all. I thought they were a soul band, and I was into blues and all that. But it turned out it wasn't them. They'd changed," end quote. Band also auditioned and welcomed in Kenny Minier, another multi-instrumentalist who played keys, vibes, and cello, among other instruments. Minier had recently graduated from the Royal College of Music with a degree in composition. The only holdover from Simon Dupree and the Big Sound was drummer Martin Smith. Together, the six musicians recorded their self-titled debut, released in 1970. The group would evolve quickly over the next 2 years. As Gary Green told Zigzag magazine in 1975, quote, "It started off being a very experimental band. I mean, we didn't really care too much about whether the audience was going to like us or not. I wanted to get away from blues and lay down the sort of expression I was putting into blues into other sort of music. That's why I believe Derek and Ray were feeling, because they just come out of a pop group, and they must have been pretty frustrated." Kerry Minier was fresh out of the academy, brimming with ideas and with the new toy of a ready-made group at his fingertips, raring to go. "After a couple of years, we found our pattern. I suppose anyone does, really. I couldn't put my finger on it exactly, but I suppose it's down to arrangement. That's our trademark, really."
His hand, striding steps that will cover the land. He is coming, hear him coming. Are you ready for his being? Hear the giant, feel the giant, touch the
Thank you. roof isn't bright. The nights are dark and skies are sharp and wide awake. As she acts out her past, the jungle days when the night was her friend in many other different ways. The cave protection gave detection.
Cat off Gentle Giant's second album, Acquiring the Taste. Before that, you heard the first cut off their first record titled Giant. Acquiring the Taste was the group's second album. Ray Shulman, in an unpublished interview, said it was the purest album the band made, quote, in terms of just experimentation and just being happy with the record that came out. As Derek Shulman told Zigzag in 1975, quote, we recorded it without any idea of what it would be like before we got into the studio. It was a very experimental album, and we still didn't have an ultimate direction. Drummer Martin Smith left the group after Acquiring the Taste and was replaced briefly by Malcolm Mortimore, who recorded with the group for its third album, Three Friends. Before touring the album, Mortimore was involved in a motorcycle accident. Needing a drummer to go on tour, the group signed John Weathers. Impressed with Weathers while on tour, they made him their full-time drummer at its conclusion, and he would remain with the group until its breakup in 1980. Here's a song from the group's fourth album, the first to include full-time drummer John Weathers. The song is called The Advent of Panurge, from the album Octopus, released in 1972.
They're coming over Chariton Bridge. Look, do you see the man who is poor but rich? What do you wish and where do you wish? Who are you? Where are you? Where are you from? Will you tell me your name? Rest a while, call me your friend. Please stay with me, I'd like to help. Then he said, how can I speak when I'm dry?
How can I speak
when I'm dry? So bring me aid and I'll answer your doubts.
I'll answer your dear friend in need. I'd like your help. Please take me home. I'll stay with you.
Thank you. at my friend, look around my friend. Look at my friend, look all round you, look at my friend. Take all round you, look at my friend. Look all round you, hey friend. Look at my friend. Provide for his needs and his shelter. This day was done as no other that's like. Faithfully their vow was made, and from that day they were as one. Thank you.
is away at home. Every other may have their own way of life that is their own, and you're wondering only again to realize no joy your own, and another day all alone. Choice of life is not your own.
Of the six members of Gentle Giant, five were multi-instrumentalists. The band was hitting stride. They were completing successful tours of the United States, Canada, and parts of Europe, including Germany. In what seemed like an abrupt move to the rest of the band, Bill Shulman announced at the end of the tour supporting their fourth album, Octopus, that he was leaving the band. As Phil told his son Damon during a 2008 interview, quote, "Growing up, family, two sons, lovely little daughter, a wife who was getting lonelier and lonelier, no decision really, it was a foregone conclusion. My brothers, in fact, quite frankly wouldn't speak to me for years afterwards because I said, that's it, I'm going. I've got to go back to my family, and I've got to go back to being a normal man. I'm not saying how important or not important I was to the group or anything like that, but my brothers thought that that was the end of the band, and that's absurd. When 5/6 of the band are still there, and I go, no trouble. And they did. They carried on for 7 more years, folks. And that was touring the world and getting great acclaim as a very fine 5-piece outfit. But for me, it was the only thing to do. It obviously took something away because I wasn't able to listen to music for a few more years afterwards." The band did continue on without Phil. As Gary Green told it, "John Weathers and I really pushed for the band to continue at that point because it looked like we were going to fold, and that just seemed ludicrous. I mean, we had Kerry at full strength and Ray writing great. We were really strong live and we were about to get stronger. I think we became a stronger band after Phil left, and that's nothing against Phil. We just had been hitting our stride as players." They did not replace Phil, choosing to continue as a 5-piece outfit. Their next effort, Life in a Glass House, was one of their most daring experimental albums to date. It was hard to believe how much freedom the group now had. Just 4 years ago, the Shulman brothers were forced to release their experimental albums under pseudonyms, such as The Moles. These identities weren't kept secret for long, as rumors started to spread that The Moles were actually the Beatles, using Ringo Starr as their lead singer. Former Pink Floyd leader Syd Barrett debunked the rumor, knowing the members of Simon Dupree were the real faces behind The Moles.
Once I was a boy, an innocent to life, and my role in it, this will play my game, and anyone a clown or foil for myself. The harmless affairs, and no one seemed to care for any meaning. My life was my own. The debt I paid it only to myself.
Yeah.
consequences then had no reflection. And I am a man, and I am bound by that old age discretion now.
Gentle Giant here on Connecting the Notes. I'm Matthew Ray. Thank you for joining us this hour as we listen and learn a little bit about this 1970s group out of England. The last two songs you heard were Way of Life and Experience, both of those songs from the album In a Glass House, which wasn't initially released in the US. It was a first album the group did without Phil Shulman. As Derek Shulman later recalled, In a Glass House was a strange record. That's because it's become a favorite, but it was really a horrible time for Gentle Giant. That was when Phil left, and it was a real weird period. Making that record was tortuous, but because of that, when I reflect back on it, it was actually really creative. Columbia thought it was a piece of crap, and they put it in their vaults. On one record, Gentle Giant used a total of 46 instruments, all played by members in the band. They were all multi-instrumentalists and continued playing as a five-piece group after the departure of Phil Shulman. With the emerging popularity of bands such as Genesis, Yes, and Emerson, Lake & Palmer, the term progressive rock became more and more common. Whether they agreed with the designation themselves, Giant was lumped into that category. During an interview with SongFacts, Ray Shulman addressed being coined a prog rock band, saying, quote, "We can't really escape from it. That was the era that was called progressive music. And the weird thing is that any other field apart from music, progressive is a very positive term. For some reason, I think in certain quarters, progressive was seen as too pompous or overblown, and it should be blown away, and all that kind of stuff. But it was music of its time, and really music has developed ever since psychedelic in the late 60s. People just wanted to more and more push the boundaries of what they called popular music. And starting from the early 70s, that's what we were doing. We were on that wave." Brother Derek Shulman elaborated, saying, quote, "We were pushing ourselves musically, learning from each other and getting better at what we did by learning from each other. And then going on stage and putting out what we've learned to see if the fans liked it." Ray chimed in again, quote, "We took the music very seriously, but we never took ourselves very seriously at all. There's one time when we had a slideshow live, and I think we'd had some kind of criticism or something where the word pretentious was used, and we used to project the slide that said pretentious, and it amused us and it amused the audience just to see the irony of the whole thing." The pressure to become popular would eventually wear on the band, who called it quits in 1980. Until then, they continued putting out solid efforts, such as 1975's album Free Hand.
I'm yesterday. I don't want to be part of your life today.
Gentle Giant disbanded in 1980. The pressures to find mainstream success took its toll, and the band decided they weren't as invested as they had been in the past. Said Derek Shulman, quote, "We were caught between a rock and a hard place. Looking back, I think the last two or three records we shouldn't have made. I'll say that almost categorically. We were flagging by then. We did a tour and the whole thing, but we were bored." Ray Shulman told SongFacts, "The bands who were around at the same time, like Yes and Genesis, went on to great pop success, and if anything, towards the end of the tour, we tried. And that's why we compromised a bit on the music and kind of cross over to that kind of audience. But then we just thought to ourselves, it's folly to do that. It's just not in us to do it. And we just ended where we ended. There's no resentment or anything like that." The group has been lobbied to get together for a reunion tour, but most steadfastly refuse. As Ray Shulman told Vintage Rock magazine, quote, "We were a progressive band in the most positive way, in the way the term is used. I equate it with someone like Miles Davis. Miles Davis made Kind of Blue. I still play the record because I love it. But he never did. He always moved on. He always played something different. He didn't care what the audience thought. He played pop tunes toward the end, turned his back on the audience. That's progressive music to me. Therefore, I can't see what we'd do if we got back together. That's my view and Derek's point of view. And also, what would it be? Nostalgia fest, I guess." Added Derek, "From what Ray said, you move on in your life, in your career, in your musical tastes, in whatever you want to do, and whatever you want to aspire to. To get back and be your own tribute band for me would be kind of embarrassing. I've seen a couple of these reunions. When we said that's it, that was it. It didn't trickle to a stop. It stopped." Since Gentle Giant disbanded, Derek Shulman has led a successful career in the recording industry as an A&R man. Ray Shulman did a lot of soundtrack work for television and also served as a producer for Echo and the Bunnymen, the Sugar Cubes, and the Sundays, among other groups. John Weathers and Carrie Minier have also stayed busy as musicians. The Shulman brothers have continued to refuse any reunions with the group, while Gary Green has founded the group Three Friends alongside former Giant drummer Malcolm Mortimer and 10cc singer Mark Wilson. They tour occasionally playing the music of Gentle Giant. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. As I said, this has been Connecting the Notes. Check us out online at connectingthenotes.com. This last song is from Gentle Giant. It's called Think of Me with Kindness. Good night.
Using words no more to say without you. Close the door, put out the lights and go. Late the night, in the night your shadow falls between us. Never more, I'll never know. There, memories are sorrow. When there's no tomorrow. Sleep while the sweet sorrow wakes my daydream. Sleep while you think of me with kindness. Please remember former days. Sweet the song that once we sang, but silent parting ways. And you know, and you know, and you know, long ago when first we made a promise, empty words, I wonder did you know?
could not forgive, is gone and tells no call to live. And we who look in beauty's law must now through all think back on before. The tears that first I cried no more, your love has come and gone no more. And we who look in beauty's law must now through all think back on before. Sweet sorrow wakes my daydream. Sleep while you think of me with kindness. Please remember former days. And you know, when we two parted in tears and silence, lost the days, the parting ways. Fare thee well, you that was once dear to me. Think of me, with kindness think of me.